Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 29, Wonderfully Made. Psalm 139, verse 14. Let it land, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My soul knows it very well. Not suspects it. Not hopes it on a good day, knows it. There is a certainty in that phrase that goes deeper than thought. It reaches the soul. Now notice something. David doesn't begin this verse by analyzing himself. He doesn't wake up running through a list of what he likes and doesn't like about who he is. He begins with worship. I praise you. Praise comes first. And that is not a small thing, because identity will never settle while we keep looking at the mirror before we look at the Maker. The mirror lies sometimes. It magnifies the wrong things and shrinks the right ones. But when you begin with the God who made you, something shifts. You start to see yourself through His eyes. And how did He see you? When He formed you, with intention, with reverent care. The verse before this one says, God knit you together in the womb. Knit. Not assembled on a production line, not randomized from a catalog of traits. Knit. The way a craftsman who knows exactly what he's doing works slowly, deliberately, thread by thread, with the attention of an artist who signs his name to what he makes. Nothing about you is accidental. The way you think, the way you feel, what makes you laugh, what moves you deeply, all of it passed through the hands of God before it ever touched the world. And then David says, wonderful are your works. Wonderful. And you are one of them. Sit with that for a moment. The same God who made the galaxies, who hung the oceans in place, who paints every sunrise differently than the one before that God signed His name on you. You are not a rough draft. You are not an unfinished project. You are a completed work, and the artist who made you does not make mistakes. But the verse ends with a challenge we cannot walk past. My soul knows it very well. The soul has to know it. It is not enough for the truth to sit on a page. It has to travel from the mind down into the chest and become certainty. And that doesn't happen on its own. It happens when we rehearse it, when we proclaim it. When we speak this truth louder than the inner critic who has been whispering the opposite for years. Because that critic speaks, doesn't it? It speaks about what you're not, about what you should have been, about what everyone else seems to be that you are not. And the answer isn't to argue with it. The answer is to proclaim something bigger. The answer is Psalm 139:14, spoken out loud, with conviction, until the soul hears it and believes it. So here is a call today, bold and doable. Before breakfast, stand at the mirror, look at yourself, and thank God out loud, not in vague terms, but for one specific thing, your voice. Your hands, the way your mind works. Pick one detail and say it, thank you, Lord, because this is how you made me. It might feel strange at first. Do it anyway, because you are training your soul to know what is already true. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.